Now, less than a third of Ireland's plastic packaging waste is being recycled. That's according to figures from the Environmental Protection Agency. It also found that the overall recycling rate for packaging waste fell by 4% in 2021. And it said that while the quantity of packaging waste is being recycled is increasing every year, it cannot keep up with the total increase in packaging waste being generated in the first place. Our reporter Sharon Lynch visited Trim in County Meath to see what impact of plastic packaging waste, plastic packaging waste is having in the town and what people there are doing to cut down on it.
On the banks of the River Boyne, plastic packaging waste is a problem that just won't go away.
James Murray, owner of Boyne Valley Activities and Boyne Ista Coffee Dock. I mean, we're on the water all the time, so we can see a lot. A lot of the rubbish is going into the river. Now, we do clean it on a fairly regular basis with the tidy towns and with ourselves in general, so we kind of keep it clean as much as we can. But, I mean, the issue is everything's getting blown into the river regardless of, you know, people don't actually throw it specifically into the water. It just kind of gets blown in our wind and our bins and stuff, Jamina. So it seems to end up in the river and then end up in the sea. You know, that's where it's going to at the end of the day. Single-use plastics, they're just a nightmare, do you mean that? But I mean, we've been chatting about it in here, like even from the coffee dock, it's going to be so hard to get rid of them. Like there's packaging, there's plastic bags around everything that you get. So, but we have to start somewhere. I mean, we have banned single-use plastics in here, and it has made an awful lot of difference to the rubbish bins straight away. Like if they're not here, we can't put them into the bins.
Plastic waste has prompted locals to set up the Sick of Plastic group. Its chairperson is Michael Breen.
We set up this summer in response to just a real worry about just the level of single-use and disposable plastic that we're producing. Well, there was a clean-up here last weekend involving Trim Tidy Towns and several other local groups, including the group that protects the Boyne Valley, and Meath County Council were involved, and they do it on a regular basis along the riverbank, and they picked up, you know, quite a few bags of rubbish, drink cans and food packages and things like that. It always tends to be mainly food and drink packages. Well, I know they came back with, after a couple of hours, of like 15 full bags of waste. I mean, Trim won the Tidy Towns last year, so litter isn't an issue in the town because there's volunteers going out every single day. The town is very clean. But there is an issue with people coming down here, maybe at weekends and at night, having a couple of drinks or whatever it may be. But as I say, the plastic ends up in the river, which is really, really sad, you know. Unfortunately, I suppose, I mean, Trim has got great amenities, but we don't have recycle bins in the town. It's just litter bins. Like, so I think a lot of it is getting into the waste stream rather than being recycled, even though I think a lot of people really do make the effort to recycle properly and to sort and to separate their recycle items.
Want a paper bag for that, sir, or will it be okay?
This one?
Yeah.
One shop that is encouraging people to reuse rather than recycle is Cult Zero, based in Trim Town.
Yeah, so my name is Rachel Waldron and I work here at Cult Zero in Trim. There's nothing wrong with a plastic bottle for your washing up liquid, but you could get that plastic bottle refilled over and over and over again, where so many people, I think, just reach for a new bottle every time and it just goes in the recycling. And the recycling, you know, it still takes energy to do that recycling, so it is better to reuse where possible, I think. I think some of these people can feel quite daunted thinking, oh, I have to change everything and do it all perfectly, but I think it's better that a few people, you know, more people want to do zero waste imperfectly than everyone feels like, oh, I won't bother because I can't do everything just right, you know. Everyone just doing their little bit, that's something, you know.
Got olives in here?
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of metres away from Trim Zero Waste Shop is the local farmer's market. Vegetable farmer Ben Kenny provides paper bags for customers who need them.
90% of the stuff here is packaging free. We try and promote people to reuse their own bags and try and reduce the amount of packaging that people are using overall in general. Yeah. But up in Dublin we have a bigger market and we have all our bins split out into, you know, compost, recycling, paper, stuff like that, and food waste. And a lot of people struggle to put the right things in the right bins. I don't know if it's because they don't know which bin to put it in or if they're just not looking at it or if they're not conscious, but a lot of times we go to sort out the bins afterwards and there's paper and plastic and stuff all mixed in together.
The Environmental Protection Agency says this is the fifth year in a row where we've seen an increase in plastic packaging waste. So is it difficult to recycle plastic at home?
It can be, but I suppose what I do now, I take the lids off all my bottles, I stand on them, I squash them down, and I can recycle a bit more that way. I'm trying hard to cut down, but it's also hard to do, because just too much thing is sold in plastic.
I think some of the stuff you're buying, say Apples and Lidl or Supervalu, they come in all this plastic packaging, even if there's cardboard underneath it. That particular, I think that little light plastic can't go in your recycling bin, and you do, it does all mount up. And then you hear sometimes people say a lot of it just gets thrown out. If you put in one thing wrong in your recycling bin, the whole lot goes. So I think there's maybe, yeah, they could do a bit more with that.
Everything you buy is wrapped in plastic unnecessarily. And then we've still got some of these rules that came in during COVID. I bought a baguette yesterday wrapped in plastic. I mean, just pre-COVID, there was a huge move on single-use plastics to abolish them. That all went by the wayside during COVID, and nobody has picked up and said, is this really necessary?
Warren Phelan, Programme Manager for the Circular Economy Programme in the Environmental Protection Agency. We've generated in 2021 over 1.2 million tonnes of packaging waste, and that's a clear trend there over the last 5 years of continued growth and high growth. And what we're seeing now is with this kind of sustained picture is that our growth is actually starting to undermine our efforts to try and recycle as much of this material as possible. So, for example, what we're seeing is that the consumption or the growth of packaging is happening three times quicker than it is in recycling. So our overall packaging recycling rate has actually declined in 2021. And our target for 2025 is certainly now at risk.
Is the consumer entirely to blame for this?
No. I think, you know, really, if we want to get on top of this, it's very much a collective response. And we would see actually that the generation, if we really want to tackle packaging waste generation, we need to look towards our, you know, our manufacturers, our producers of packaging materials, you know, our big purchasers of packaging, such as our big retail outlets, and, you know, for them to kind of show leadership and to look at the packaging waste that they are producing in their supply chains and see where the opportunities are to change the current situation.
That was Warren Phelan from the EPA, ending that report by Sharon Lynch.